Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is July 3rd. These are today's vital statistics. Clarence Taplin, 102 of Spring Green, died Monday, June 29th at home. A funeral service will be held at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green on Monday, July 6th, with visitation at 10 a.m. and service at 11 a.m., with lunch after the service in Fellowship Hall. Burial will be held in the Maple Hill Cemetery in Evansville, with military graveside rites conducted by the VFW Post 1621. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Clarence Taplin, 102, of Spring Green. William Joseph Bill Pulvermacher, 69, of Mazamani, formerly of Lone Rock, died Friday, June 26, after a hard-fought battle with cancer. A visitation will be held at the church from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., Wednesday, July 8. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Cross Plains at 10 a.m., Thursday, July 9. William Joseph Bill Pulvermacher, 69, of Mazamani, formerly of Lone Rock. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena, died Friday, June 26, at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A private family graveside service will be held in the Spring Green Cemetery. Online condolences are available at staffordfuneralhomes.com. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta, died June 30th. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta. Ethel Fitzgibbons, 62, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday, July 1st at the Richland Hospital. Arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Ethel Fitzgibbons, 62, of Lone Rock. This concludes today's vital statistics.